Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. How does the Sony cyber attack affect us in terms of health insurance and health rates and health electronic medical records? Well, it is going to affect us, and we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how a loss of teeth, when you lose your teeth, is linked to not only physical decline, but mental decline as well. Again, another excuse to go to the dentist, like we needed one. Many people with asthma out there have no idea how to use their asthma inhalers. It's my job to teach us. Let's say we eat a bunch of high-fat food and we eat a bunch of crap. They say if you eat wild blueberries, then boom, you could reverse the fat. And then they say advice on Dr. Oz, the Dr. Oz show, is often invalid. This is a British research study. Let's hope they don't study my show. And then lesbians are earning 8% more money than their straight colleagues. All right, should we pretend to be lesbian to make more money? So as you can see, we got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. But never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so, here we go. We have a study here. Lesbian women earn more than straight employees, but gay men are paid less. They said on average around the world, homosexual women are paid 12% more than heterosexual women. Yet gay men get 9% less than straight males. Now, this was a study out of Britain. Oh, no. This was a study globally, but in Britain, this is where it's being reported. They don't really give us the American numbers. They're giving us the Britain's numbers for a pay gap. However, we're seeing in the U.S., there seems to be some of the most discrepancy in pay gap between sexuality. They say lesbians earn less than heterosexual women of comparable education, skills, experience in some countries, and earn more in others. In the U.S., we're seeing a report that lesbians may make 20% more. Okay, why would that be? In the U.S., they say gay men earn 16% less from heterosexuals. Lesbians get 20% more. In Germany, gay men earn 9% less than straight men. Okay, so I would not advise us to try to pretend to be straight or gay, etc. You got to be yourselves. But what is it? Now, according to this study, they say gay men often avoid certain male-dominated occupations in favor of female-dominated occupations, less masculine jobs for which salaries may be lower. I don't know. I beg to differ. I've been working with a lot of people in the TV industry. And in the TV industry, these people make bucks. And a lot of people in the TV industry, you know, are a full variety of demographics. So I don't know if I agree with that. They say the higher salaries among lesbians in some countries may reflect discrimination in favor of masculine traits rather than against them. They say, in addition, lesbians tend to self-select into male-dominated occupations that may offer higher salaries. I don't know if I agree with that either. I don't know. I mean, I know many people are attracted to lesbians. And so if I was up against a lesbian for a job, I think they would probably, if they were looking at stereotypes, think that the lesbian would be less emotional than me, would maybe have less sick days. You know, people think stereotypically that lesbians handle their periods better because they don't seem to complain about it as much. They probably think on a whole that a lesbian is tougher. But if you actually know lesbians, they're just like heterosexual women. All right, you know, we try to stereotype and biologicalify, you know, people phenotypically by physical traits based on their sexual orientation, but you have very masculine heterosexual women, you have effeminate lesbian women, you have masculine gay men, and you have effeminate heterosexual men. So let's get that out of the way. Just get that out of the way. However, it doesn't matter what the real truth is. It's how people perceive us. Now, one of the reasons why I think I got my job in radio is because my voice is not, "Hi, welcome to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Oh, hi." No, I'm like, "Hi, I got hemorrhoids." Now, that doesn't make me sound like a man or a straight woman or a gay woman or whatever. That's just me. But maybe there are certain traits that people want, whether you're male or female. Okay? Maybe people want, let's say in radio, somebody that talks straight. Maybe somebody that doesn't call in a lot and play a lot of replays, which, by the way, I apologize. Okay? That I'm working on. Okay? Unfortunately, I run a medical office. I got a lot of TV stuff. So, unfortunately, you guys will get a lot of replays, and I apologize about that. My bad. Has nothing to do with my period. Because you guys all know, every time I have my period, I'm on air. In fact, I talk about it ad nauseum. But, you know, maybe we need to look at what many employers are looking for and see why they may bias towards a person of sexual orientation. I don't know. But I want you guys getting those stereotype ideas out of your head that somebody who's gay is more feminine in the male realm and someone who's lesbian in the female realm is more masculine, because there's very feminine lesbians, very masculine. Now, I mean, would I be a masculine straight woman? I don't know. I never thought I was. I never was really girly. I always liked playing with the guys and hanging out with the guys. And, I've never liked chick flicks. But unfortunately, in my, you know, middle age years, I've started to acquire extra hair. And maybe I am a very masculine straight woman. I don't know. I did get hired first after my medical school. I mean, I thought it was because I spoke Spanish. But maybe it's because I'm more masculine. I don't know. All right, don't go away. I need to go stand and pee. I'll be right back.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-VALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm hosting a Christmas party, my own Christmas party. It's going to be the first time I'm doing this. Over the weekend. I'm excited about it. It's just I've really been, you know, feeling under the weather because I've been battling a real bad yeast infection. But, sorry. just I've been under the weather. So, I don't know. We're going to have good food. The good news is my Santa suit is garnished with white, fluffy, accessories. So, God forbid, you know, something is leaking, I should be good. But I don't want to talk about that. What I want to talk about is the stress people have over the holidays. Now, you're one of the reasons why the holidays are stressful, and we've talked about this before, you know, is it that we have to spend a lot of money Was it because the in-laws are coming? I don't want to say, you know, the same thing I've been saying all month long, okay? But I realized why the holidays is stressful for some if it's not for the other reasons. It's, you have to be on your game, and you have to be happy and energetic and joyful and huggy. And I didn't realize how hard that could be for people, you know? Like, you know, sometimes when I know I really seem like an, extrovert, where I love to talk, you know, being on the radio and I love to see patients or whatever, but sometimes I just don't want to talk to anybody anymore. You know, sometimes I'm done. I'm like, guys, you know what? I don't want to smile. It hurts to smile. My head hurts. I'm just achy. I just want to not engage in a conversation. Well, this is the end of a very long year. 2014 has been a very, very trying, exhausting year. Remember, 2014 was the year of the downsize. So we moved. We lived in an 1,100 square foot place with three cats, two dogs, two kids, hubby, and my mother visiting whenever she wanted to. And it was, we saved some money, and, you know, it was the year of the downsize. And then luckily we were able to move, you know, spread out our wings a little bit. And, I'm just exhausted. But the reason why it's stressful for everybody is because here we are, right, at the end of the year, ready to collapse, waiting for vacation. And what do we have to do? Okay, we got to get the flight. We got to make the flight. Did you make the flight? Good. Did you get the rental car? Did you get the rental car? No, you don't have a car. Are you going to use your brother's car? You got your brother's car? Did you call your mom? You didn't call your mom. Did you call your brother? Call your sister. Is your sister going to pick you up? Did you pack? Don't forget to pack this. Did you go to the doctor? You didn't go to the doctor? The doctor's going to be closed next week. You got to go to the doctor. Go to the doctor. Get your medicines. You got to do that. Cash your check. Did you cash your paycheck? You don't get your paycheck. When do you get your paycheck? Well, we have to buy presents. Did you buy presents? You didn't buy presents? We got to go. We got to go to Walmart or Target and Toys R Us. And this is going to go buy presents. You didn't buy presents? Don't forget a card. You got to buy a card. We got to decorate the house. You get the tree. You got to feed the cats. You got to do that. And I mean, it's exhausting. Exhausting. Now, we aren't traveling, so instead, we're deciding to relax and take it easy this holiday. Why? By throwing a party for 100-some people. So now I'm stressed out about that. Then I get this, and I get that, and I get that. And then after you're all exhausted, you know, I started to notice myself panic a little bit about my party. Because when you host the party, you can't go off into a corner and veg. You know how sometimes at a party you just want to kind of sneak off into a corner and make out with, no, just sneak off into a corner and just kind of, you know, sit there in a conversation and just kind of watch everybody. I can't do that. I have to be the host. So people are going to come, and so I'm looking at a party of 5-6 hours of talking. I know you guys are like, oh, Dr. Dahlia, you know, you could do that easy. No, I really can't. You know how difficult it is for me to do this show? I mean, I love to talk, and I can talk, but it's exhausting. When I turn off the mic, you thought you guys were exhausted, you know, and ready to bang your head against the wall after listening to my show. I do, too. It is exhausting. So for those of you, you know, like, okay, you know, I got to, maybe the stress with the family isn't so much the guilt trips or the hanging out with people that you may not want to hang out with and the memories of the past. Maybe it's because you have to talk. You know, you're exhausted. It's the end of the year. This is your vacation. You're away from work. And what do you have to do? You have to visit family, or you have to host a party, or you have to hang out with people and talk and tell them everything about your year. And you don't want to relive the year. You're grateful you're alive. You're grateful you're well. You know, but we lost a friend this year. It was a really rough year. And I don't know if I want to talk about it. All I want to do is veg. And, you know, for those of you that feel that way, make sure you, you know, kind of self-reflect. Figure out what, you know, you really want to accomplish this break. Because all I know is every time I come back to work, even though I usually come back to work on the 26th, because we have to be open. You know, medicine never stops. You know, we're closed the 25th, but I feel more exhausted than when I started. All right. 1-877-DOCTOR-DALI, 1-877-DOCTOR-DALI. Speaking of exhausted, I think we're really exhausted with this whole Sony cyber attack story. But what's brought it new energy is finally U.S. officials are getting involved. Okay? I don't understand what the hell was going on with Sony and why they decided to make a picture about killing a particular person. I know a lot of movies, like a lot of the... a lot of movies, they will not use a real person per se. You know, when they talk about, assassination or whatever, there'll be a fake president or President Smith or whatever. So when I heard they made a movie, The Interview. Yeah. When I heard they made a movie where it was a fictional plot to assassinate Kim Jong-un, I was like, really? They could get away with that? So I understand that was risky and all that, but probably not the smartest idea for a movie. Okay? Well, Sony gets hacked, okay? And then emails get leaked, and we hear what Sony executives think about making money and Obama and Angelina Jolie and the Dr. Dahlia show. And I know, I was trying to read through it. I go, does anybody talk about the Dr. Dahlia show? No. Anyway, I start to look at this and I go, okay, well, they were cyber attacked. You know, does the government step in? Does the government have the back? Now there's threats, etc. And you didn't hear nothing. Now, maybe they were and the media just didn't report it, but you just didn't seem to hear anything. Then we find out that movie theaters were supposedly, allegedly threatened. So, movie theaters didn't want to air the movie. Finally, Sony decides to stop airing or to prevent the release of The Interview. Okay? A spokesman for Sony says there are no further release plans for this comedy that, by the way, cost $44 million. Now, from what we understand, North Korea was supposedly behind the cyber attack, okay? We find that there have been certain threats made, okay? I don't think we're hearing the details of those. And then in the news, they were talking about that Team America World Police. That was a movie I thought released about 10 years ago, where it's puppets, right, the South Park creators. It was a funny movie. I mean, kind of disgusting with the puppets. I was surprised. But then they were talking about how Paramount is not going to be showing that in theaters. It's been out for 10 years. I don't get that. And maybe it's a ploy for people to, go, oh, well, now let's talk about the World Police. Apparently the puppet explodes or something. I don't even remember that scene. I remember another scene where there's a speech at the SAG Awards, which they called something else, and it was a very, very dirty speech. And many of you guys have seen the movie, have seen that. So I didn't even realize that there was some sort of, death of a North Korean leader. But finally now, we're hearing that U.S. officials are treating this cyber attack on Sony Pictures as a serious national security matter. Thank you for finally stepping in. Now, this breach resulted in a leak of tens of thousands of documents, okay? There's threats of terrorist attacks over the film. The Harker Group is called Guardians of Peace, and it promised a quote-unquote bitter fate to those who attended the interview showings. The group invoked, invoking the September 11th attacks, warned people to stay away from theaters where the film is played. Now, the Department of Homeland Security, I believe, yesterday said, look, there's no credible intelligence to indicate an act of plot against movie theaters, etc. Barack Obama said he recommends that people do go to the movies. But if Sony is getting attacked, how does that affect us with our medical future? As doctors are now being forced to use medical records, as we're going to talk about how Medicare is now penalizing those of us adults. 1-877-DOCTOR-DALI. Don't go away.
Speak. All All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Dr. Dolly, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. Sorry, I was eating. Oh my gosh, it is called a gourmet almond from the fruit company, chocolate toffee almonds. It's so important for us to get our nuts in. We're going to be talking about nuts in the next hour. But boy, that was yummy. Okay, sorry about that. Mine had to have some chocolate on it. Okay, so we're looking at the Sony cyber attack. I'm not sure what Hollywood is now going to do. Or maybe they're just going to actually have face-to-face meetings like they used to. So if you want to talk to somebody, you actually sit down in a room, face-to-face, talk to them, as opposed to sending, you know, by email, oh, we don't want to use Dahlia for that scene. Can she do a sex scene? I'm sure she'd want to, but I don't think anybody would watch it. No, let's not use Dr. Dahlia for that scene. So rather than putting all that in the email, because emails can get hacked, I think we're going to start seeing a very superficial sort of communication with everybody through emails. I mean, the CIA's been hacked, the Senate's been hacked, Sony Pictures have been hacked. I mean, who else was hacked? It was a big company. I forget. Anyway, we dealt with China hacking us. So, you know, I think we've come to realize that any of our emails from the history of emailing, I mean, we are talking whatever iCloud or Hotmail or Gmail or whatever network has everything we've ever done or emailed or whatever, because nothing gets dumped after many years. I can access my emails from years ago. The very first day I started radio, I could see my email. Hi, I have a radio show, and I play an hour a week, and I would really love for you to play my hour a week radio show on your... I mean, I have that. Oh, I sounded a lot more feminine and cuter than I do now. Now I'm like, really? You don't want to play my show? I don't blame you. I think a lot of us are realizing that we should just never express in an email something that we want the world to see. So, very superficial. I've already told you, I have never really emailed anything I was ashamed of except the one fight I had with my brother where I told him he was never going to get a kidney of mine. That I'm a little embarrassed about, but hopefully nobody finds that out and nobody knows. So, now we have the medical records issue. All right, and we're finding out in this medical headline that 250,000 doctors or medical providers will be hit with a penalty in 2015 for failing to achieve, quote-unquote, meaningful use of electronic health record technology. All right? The Medicare program, CMS, Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, will be sending letters to these clinicians about the penalty in the next several weeks. And we knew this was coming. The medical profession has known from the launch of the government's electronic health record incentive program in 2011 that bonuses for using the technology in a meaningful way, especially to improve the quality of care and lower costs, would give way to penalties beginning in 2015 for those who don't measure up. However, the number of clinicians who the CMS intends to dock kind of shocked those of us, especially AMA members, by looking at really a quarter of a million doctors are going to be penalized. Now, I understand that paper records can disintegrate, even though we only keep them for 5 years, so they usually don't disintegrate after 5 years. We understand things get ripped, things can get torn, and knowing that there is a iCloud type of atmosphere that the medical records could sit on and forever be kept safe, it's very promising to somebody like the government, okay? And it's very promising to hospitals that have big networks, and it's promising to a lot of patients because then a doctor will never lose their medical records, or a fire won't hurt the medical records, or it'll be more difficult to doctor up a record. And so patients feel a little bit more empowered by a ruling such as that. They can maybe, you know, hope that all electronic medical records communicate with each other. So as we travel around the world, we have our medical records that could follow us. Remember, they used to talk about a microfiche that we would use and carry around, but then we thought people would lose their, you know, lose their wallet, so they'd lose a little microfiche. That's what they call it, a microfiche. Or, you know, maybe you do a thumbprint, and with the thumbprint, figure out what your medical history is. But here, okay, we got CIA being hacked, Senate being hacked, Sony Pictures being hacked, Facebook. I'm trying to think, there was somebody really, really big that was hacked. Oh, and then nude pictures were going all over the place. So, the iCloud was hacked. That's right. So the iCloud was hacked. Yet I'm being penalized for not putting your private medical records, your HIV viral titers, your hepatitis C viral titers, your chlamydia culture, your vaginal culture, your prostate biopsy, your psychiatric history, your having dreams of sexual fantasies with your boss, those medical records that I do not want up on a network or on an iCloud is going to cost me. Now, where's the sense to that? Until you show me, and we are moving electronic, and it kills me too, I have to trust a computer system with your very private information. And, you know, we're using a good company, we've researched it, it's costing us a lot of money having all this extra equipment and time and staff. And it's not because I'm worried about the government penalizing, it's because this is what the public wants. They want their medical records on the iCloud. They want an access. That's the way things are. You could order a taxi, you could order your pizza, everything by your phone. This is where medicine has to go. But it's killing me because I know gosh darn well that it could be hacked like anything else could be hacked. And I am just so frustrated by this. Why doesn't anybody convince us medical providers that you have this hack free? Well, Dr. Dahlia, nothing can be hack free. Nothing's 100%. Well, then don't be penalizing me 1%. This penalty thing is a bunch of bullcrap. And you want to know what's happening. Is a bunch of doctors that are not electronic or who do start to get penalized, guess what they're going to say to Medicare and Medicare patients? Sorry, we're just not taking anymore. We don't have any availability. I mean, it's hurting you guys. I mean, I don't know what power you guys have. The one thing I've learned in the last couple elections is we have very little power. I thought we had more. Yeah. But many of you are feeling it now. Doctors aren't taking Medicare. If they are, it's very difficult to get in. And you have a lot of people very disillusioned. One of my listeners said that her doctor was in such a bad mood. He was grumpy, almost hated her. That's how she felt. Well, now, maybe he had a bad day. Maybe he's an idiot. Okay? You don't really project that onto patients. But I'm hearing that more and more. Dr. Dahlia, I'm seeing you because you look like you have fun and my doctor hates his job. Did he tell you that? Did your doctor say he hates his job? No, you can tell. He looks like he really didn't want to be there. He looks like he, you know, it looks like he hated me. It looks like he felt like he was working for free. Well, that's not what we want. Okay? It's never supposed to be about the money. It's never supposed to be about dislike. You really are supposed to, as a medical provider, especially us doctors, you know, really want to get into what is going on with the patient and help them. I get my satisfaction knowing that I made somebody better. I feel so good. All right? Yeah, part of the logistics really, really suck. And hearing that we're going to be penalized with a bunch of other doctors if our electronic medical record system is not meaningful, I mean, can you blame me for my hesitation? How the hell am I supposed to feel like your medical records are secure? They're not. Okay? Social Security's the target hack. Social Security's, birthdays, etc. You think your codes are going to be safe? If somebody's going after Social Security number, that code is just a click away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr.
Dakadali Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DAKADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of my media brothers, Dr. Mehmet Oz, is facing a new round of criticism, from what we understand, because British researchers have been curious about the validity of his advice. They selected 40 random episodes of the Dr. Oz show and evaluated recommendations based on their scientific validity. What they found is that more than half of his recommendations were not based on known science. They said, according to the study, only 46% of the recommendations were supported by scientific evidence, 15% contradicted science, and for 39%, they couldn't find any evidence at all one way or the other. The team also put The Doctors, the show The Doctors, under the microscope. They found evidence lacking, but a little less so. For The Doctors, they found that 63% of the recommendations were based on studies or science, 14% contradicted evidence, and 24% not linked to evidence at all. Now, the study was published in the British Medical Journal, and it concluded that recommendations made on medical talk shows often lack adequate information on specific benefits or the magnitude of the effects of these benefits. Now, the researchers said the shows do not address potential conflicts of interest, urging the public to be skeptical about recommendations made on medical talk shows. Now, we're going to talk about this in a second. You guys remember in June, Dr. Oz was criticized by Congress during a Senate hearing for claims about weight loss aids on his show. Apparently, they zeroed in on a statement he made in 2012 saying green coffee extract was a magic weight loss cure of every body type. Now, here's the thing, because, I mean, I obviously have a medical talk show. Luckily, not listened to the degree that British researchers, I don't understand why British researchers, maybe they did look at my show, and maybe I did so well that it wasn't newsworthy. I don't know. My show's easy, though. All I do is I read you guys the studies. So nobody could say my studies don't. I'm telling you guys where the studies come from. I'm telling you where it's being written from. So, you know, I think what they're looking for is when I go off talking about why I think you guys have bad kidneys or why I think you get diabetes or why that, and when I start putting my personal take, that's what I think these researchers want to look at in terms of what are your media gurus saying. All right. I want to read this article and I want to see who else they looked at, because I'm very interested to see if I'm in there, you know. Where I get a little nervous. And again, unfortunately, I don't watch Dr. Oz. I don't get a chance to because I'm never home when his show is on. I'm working the whole time. But from what I hear from my patients, they love him. They love him. You know, he's endearing. He's a cardiologist or a cardiovascular surgeon by trade. You know, but he could talk about anything. He could talk about the poops, etc. So it's an entertaining show. But I do get concerned when somebody comes in and says, I'm being told on these shows that you have to take this. You have to do this. All right? And I get a little nervous because I'm like, well, what product is it? Well, it's a product. Because I've been in now radio long enough to know that when somebody recommends a product, an actual product, okay, 90%+ of the time, there's some sort of gain from that, okay? Now, if the person explains the gain, all right, and gives you a reason why they recommend it, and that reason that they're recommending is based on something scientific, or they're just telling you, you know, truthfully why. Like, for example, let's say I lose weight on something. Okay, I go to the store, I pick something, I'm like, oh, whoa, wow, you know, I'm like, I really lost weight on this. And I go, look, guys, you know, they're not a sponsor, they don't spend money, I like it, I mean, I've been on it, it's working, whoa. Now, a lot of times, you need to keep your job, and you need to keep the television running, you need to keep the show on air. You need to keep the cameramen at work and the engineers at work and the producers at work. So if you do like a product, why not, you know, give them advertising? So, you know, anybody that I've ever had on my show where I liked a product, you know, I would say, look, guys, I tried this, I've seen it work, etc. If it's a product I've never tried, I'm going to say that. Guys, I've never tried the product. This is what I'm hearing. You know, you let me know what you think. Maybe it works, maybe it doesn't. Let me know. I'd like to know, but this is what we're hearing. And, you know, and so the honesty is the best policy. But if somebody's going to come out and say a certain extract is a miracle cure, all right, then let them know that that's your opinion and why. Gosh, I got to tell you, I've seen so many of my viewers take it. You know, I know it sounds weird when somebody says a miracle cure. And, yes, they are a sponsor. But, I mean, I've been seeing this, you know, and I'm not going to keep a product from you. You know, that works. I'm really, really impressed. There's a way to bring it up. You are allowed to work with sponsors. You are. You're allowed to work with sponsors and advertisers in a variety of ways. But what you should never do is mislead. Now, I'm not saying anybody in any of these medical shows mislead by any means. I think that's the last thing anybody wants to do because we're all concerned about our credibility. All right? But I have to admit, it has been very, very difficult for me in media to, you know, endorse certain products that I have absolutely no idea about. Now, some of them will come with studies. Some products will come with studies because they want to show that a study worked. And that's wonderful, and I commend them for doing it. But the problem is that if the study was run by them and not an independent party, how do you know how objective the study is? You know, even with pharmaceuticals, a lot of pharmaceutical companies will run their own study. Well, you have to look at who made the study. That was something we learned in medical school all the time. If Smith Company, let's say, is trying to push their cholesterol medicine, and Smith Company proved in a study that it helped 90% of the people, it would mean more to us if it was a Jones company doing the study. But if Jones has a competing drug, I'm not going to put a lot of weight into that either. You know, so, you know, should you be wary? I don't want everybody afraid and scared and wary because, again, you know, we have licenses to protect, you know, on these shows. And, you know, from what I hear of Dr. Oz, he's a very learned man. It's a very entertaining show, etc. But anytime a particular product is being advertised, okay, I would suggest finding an independent study on that product. You don't have to, just because a product is being advertised, blow it off. It doesn't mean it's fake, okay? It doesn't mean it's invalid. There's lots of good products out there. Weight Watchers is a phenomenal product. Medifast is a very good product, all right? Longevity, there are real good products out there, right? So I don't want you to say just because it's a product, okay, somebody's pushing it, because now we're seeing the opposite. Nobody's trusting anything. No, there can be trust, but you may need to do some of your own research. And that's what I think we're looking at. You know, whatever becomes of this British study, Dr. Oz is here to stay, and I hope he does. He's a wonderful media presence, and he makes people like doctors. I love that. All right, but I hope that the information he does give, and I don't know because I don't watch the show, I hope the information he does give is trustworthy because I don't want people to distrust doctors in the media. Otherwise, I'm out of a job. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
Yeah. Yes, family and friends are gathering to give gifts and wish health and security. But why not enhance cell phone and wireless device security all year with Block It Pocket? A family-owned American business, we now have two spectacular holiday specials. Find them now at our new website, blockitpocket.com, or call 888-315-9618. Hurry, holiday special ends Christmas Day. Give the gift of security from blockitpocket.com, wishing you health, freedom, and liberty.
Managing your business and customers isn't easy, huh? SnapForce customer relationship software may be just what you need. SnapForce CRM is a software solution that helps you manage everything important about your customers, from sales to marketing to service and support. All of your customer information is right there at your fingertips for easy access. It's time to take control of your business in a snap. Get your free trial at SnapForce.com. That's SnapForce.com. SnapForce.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.